قال سيدنا القرآن: وإذا ضربتم في الأرض فليس عليكم جناح أن تقصروا من الصلاة. This is the ayah that came down. The long story, because we have no time, long story, but the short story is Allah Ta'ala introduces Musafir Namaz when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going on a journey in Ihram from Medina to Makkah to perform his very first Umrah of his life under the flag of Islam. And the enemies were planning to attack him in Asar Namaz time. He made Zohar Namaz full 4 rakat. They were planning to attack him while he was engaged in Asar. When he performed the 4 rakat farz of Zohar, enemies were about 100 meters or so away, because they jammed the freeway, so to speak. And first time the enemies are seeing Allah Zabi performing Salah. And everyone is following Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and there were total 1,400 Sahaba. It's one Jamaat. They were carrying weapons of defense, not of war. Weapons of defense is just one sword. Weapons of war is, of course, the full equipment, right? And the swords were put on the ground. And Allahu Akbar, Nabi said, and they followed Allahu Akbar. Okay? Now the enemies are watching that, Rakat 1, Rakat 2, Rakat 3, Rakat 4, Assalamu Alaikum wa Rahmatullah, Nadir. Captain of the team is thinking, hey man, these guys were defenseless for about, I'm saying, 10 minutes. We could have slaughtered the whole lot. We should have finished them. If only we knew that's how long they're taking namaz. Now, they don't know about Asar. They don't know. But Shaitan Iblis himself came. He said, don't worry. Shaitan is the biggest enemy. Yaad rakhna. We'll talk about it just now again, inshallah. He said, listen, Captain, don't worry. Just now on namaz coming is called Salatul Asar. In the 5 salah of the day the Muslim perform, there is no namaz more important to them than Salatul Asr. Come what may, they'll never miss Asr. And ask you and me, how we duck Asr namaz? This biceps say, by one, I was in the car, I got caught in the traffic. Fatma will say, I was busy in the kitchen. Because Malaji is going to come to have supper just now. And wallah, we got stories. Now, they all are ready in waiting, just for the signal to attack. When they plan to attack, Allah Ta'ala is going to protect His Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, right? Allah said in Quran, and that's what I quoted just now. To save time, I'll skip the actual recitation. Allah said, hey Nabi, when you travel on a journey, then shorten your namaz. Not all, some of them. And we learn from that, Zohar, Asr, and Isha. Then He said, Allah's Nabi, when you are going to lead them in Salah, now, I'm asking you, just close your eyes and go back to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and you are one of the 1,400. The easier thing will be to make 2 jamaat. Malayji, you take jamaat 2 and I'll make jamaat 1. Now, who was the namaz behind Malayji? Tell me.
Nobody.
All want to make namaz behind the master. The other group B will say, hey man, you know what, Allah Akbar, you know, they'll feel very hard sore. Allah knows that. So Allah said, instead of breaking them 2, one make full namaz, finish, and you know, while the group A will stand in defense and so on, you know, the cycle. Allah could have done that, He didn't do that. Because He knows how hard sore the Sahaba will be if they will be put in group B. So He said, وَإِذَا كُنْتَ فِيهِمْ, it goes on the ayat, meaning, A Nabi, when you are in their company, then you perform the salah in the following manner. You split your group into 2 parts. You are the imam. Group A will join you 1 rakat. Group B will stand with the sword in the hand and face the enemy as defense force. Okay? فَإِذَا سَجَدُوا فَلْيَكُونُوا مِنْ وَرَائِكُمْ. When they complete the 1st rakat sajdahu, what group? A. They must stand up. You will stand up, of course. They will move away, pick up the weapons and face the enemy. Then group B will join you 2nd rakat. How's that? When you make salam, your namaz finished, group B will stand up and complete the one that they missed. Alright? Then they face the enemy and the other group will now complete the one that they missed. So in this way, what happened? Both the parties enjoyed iqtadi to be hadar Rasul without any problem. Okay? This was the day Allah Ta'ala introduced that. And from that day, Nabi Kareem, whenever he went on journey, that was the rule.
We are in modern time. In the old days, the calculation was when Allah used to leave Medina and Sahaba leave Medina, go any direction, east, west, south, north and south. Now they knew, and we who are in South Africa, if I leave Durban for Joburg, 6 o'clock in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, I'll phone my daughter, right, we have left. Now she'll keep looking at the watch. And then she'll phone about 1.5 hours later, where are you, daddy? We'll say, now why, you're supposed to be there. Because it was an idea, no? Going back to olden days, when they left Medina, whichever direction they're going, they will travel, they had like stations, ultra city style, in oasis. They'll camp one, camp station one, station two. If anybody was going beyond station three, then from that time they leave Medina, Munawara, they count as Musafir. If they're going from Medina to be under station three, then they read full namaz. Understand me? Now that was that calculation. Now we calculate the distance that they covered. They covered average of 25 miles per day on a journey. So we took the 25 and we said, right, anybody traveling that distance, doesn't matter how fast you can go in a Sputnik, doesn't matter. If you're covering more than 77 kilometers in one day, if you cover even half an hour, because we're going the whole calculation, then you will be called a Musafir. It takes us 6 hours from Durban to Joburg, roughly, am I right? Now, once you pass Westville, the Durbanites, you Musafir. You stop in Pine Town for Namaz on the road by the Ultra City, what have you, put a Musalla there, 2 rakat. You're going Marisburg, is under 80, yes or no? Full Namaz. There's it. So we are in that category. So that was one important masala. Now, the question that was asked also to me, always asked, now, suppose I'm here now, mashallah, Allah gave us 6-7 days here, I got a lot of time, I'll go in the Haram Sharif, and I'm worried about all this salah that I miss, I want to make my qaza, what do I do? Because I'm musafir now, must I read 2-2? Nice question. So we say, no. How much are you owing Allah? 4-4 rakat or 2-2 rakat? What you miss in the past? 4-4 or 2-2? 4-4, so you make 4-4 qaza. And this is the best time, I promise you to cover up now. Skip all your sunnahs and what have you. Take the sunnah time, the israq time, the chas time and make all these qaza, you will get the reward also of because you make in israq time, you're going to get the israq sawab as well. Cover up the qaza because that is more important. Okay? Alright. Perhaps maybe, I won't say coming here, but I'm saying going back home. From Jeddah we leave, perhaps on the way for whatever reason you fail to make one Zohar namaz here, one Asar namaz, whatever reason. Now you reached home, and you have to cover up that 2 qaza of Zohar and Asar. Now how many do you make? 4 rakat or 2 rakat? You mean qaza about the hour. What do you do? So the answer is 2. Why? Because you're doing Allah 2. 2 was due, so you make 2. Alright. Since we are on the issue of namaz, I think you ladies, this is the first time in your life where in Haramain Sharifain you get the chance to perform Salatul Janazah. Isn't that so? At home you have a Janazah of anybody. This is the only place you got. And first thing, Allah Ta'ala did not make janazah salah fard on women. Understand that. That's the men's job. But here you got a chance to be a participant in somebody's janazah salah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَى. All believers are brothers. One. Number two, Allah Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he has got no iman until he loves for his brother, also sister, what he loves for himself. Now what is janazah salah? For the ladies I'm teaching and the men as well. Janazah salah actually is, here lies somebody's body in front. We are all standing, I'm the imam, example, you all behind me, and we got this mayyit in front of us. And we're going to perform this namaz. It's not namaz. No. The word namaz here, salah, means dua. All of us, led by the imam, are making a petition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, in front of us lies Mawlana Yar Khan. Allah, we beg of you forgiveness on his behalf. Now, I made this sin, why must you say, Allah, forgive me? For what? Nice question, am I right? I'm the sinner. You standing, Allah, forgive Mawlana Khan for all the wrong he has done. Amen. Say amen. Eh? Now, why must you do that? Go on the 2 verses again, I read now. All believers are what? Brothers and sisters. Okay? He's got no iman until he loves for his brother what he loves for him. itself, as long as we are alive, it is left to me and you to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness for all the wrong that we have done. And we have that chance until that moment when we breathe our last. The moment we breathe our last, forget breathing the last. The moment you see Malak al-Maut in front of you, the Tawbah Darwaza is closed. Let me take you somewhere else. There's a famous line we hear in the Janaza Fatiha. What is that, gentleman? Malikji? Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul. Come on, all of you. Irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiya fadkhuli fi ibadi wadkhuli. Let me give you some background about that one. This is a sabak, not a lecture. Sabak. When this ayat came down, Sahaba asked Allah's Rasul, somebody addressing somebody, what's the meaning? Oh soul that is relaxed, at peace and at ease, no worry, no sorry. Return to your Rabb. Whilst you are happy with your Rabb and your Rabb is happy with you. That's Quran Sharif ayat. But somebody has spoken those words or speaks those words. Quran has come with those words. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, someone talking to somebody, what's happening? Explain. He said, see, at the time of death, when Malak al-Maut comes to take out your soul, everyone is able to see him for the split second before he dies. Listen very carefully to me. Everyone is given the chance to see Malak al-Maut before he dies. And once you see Malak al-Maut, come on, I'm asking, who's going to be relaxed here? A.R. Khan says your whole life will spin so fast, fast, double fast and triple fast forward. You will say, Ya Allah, you came with, this fellow came so soon, I'd never make Tawbah yet for the soul, still I have done, serious. I got 1,000 qaza on my head. I got this and I got that. Now you parashan like fish out of water. Too late, darwaza of Tawbah is closed. And Quran Sharif says, the kafir will say, not about me, and kafir will say, when he sees Malak al-Maut, hey Malak al-Maut, give me a chance, I'll read my kalima now, and I'll be a good Muslim, then you come afterwards. Allah says, never can happen. You had one chance, chapter closed. Now you and the Muslim, we take the cue from the same kuffar's condition. A Muslim not supposed to have one qaza on the head. A Muslim not supposed to have one sin in his balance. Are you with me, everybody? Because a Muslim, if he does sin, then he's immediately supposed to say, Allah, I'm sorry for the wrong that I have done. And clear your account. Keep your account crystal clear. Chapter closed. But no, we're neglectful. We'll carry on. Now when Malak al-Maut came, we are in big trouble. Yes or no? So, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, Allah that he also said first, Allah said, you see this address here that Malak al-Maut makes at the time of taking out somebody's soul. There'll be a very selected number of people who will actually enjoy this honor. Which one? Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul. Majority will not enjoy these words because everybody will be parishan. Too late to make sorry, too late to make qaza, too late for this, chapter closed. Now you tell me, when Malak al-Maut will take this person's life out, what's his condition? Now he's gone without making tawbah, yes or no? The sins are on the head, yes or no? Allah's mercy, Allah's kindness. Allah knows that the vast majority will leave this world without saying, Allah, I am sorry, without clearing their account. So Allah in His mercy dictated that anyone who dies a Musliman, then you living people get together. Because you can't make the tawbah now, then you ask Allah on His behalf, Ya Allah, forgive one A.R. Khan. Say, Ameen. And depending on the number of people that are standing there, you know when they go out protest march? When does that protest march carry weight? Two fellas go, it's pretty soon going to carry weight. The bigger the number, the greater the, right? The certainty that your petition is going to be accepted, yes or no? MashaAllah, look at the numbers here. Look at the numbers here. And MashaAllah, what they get is Jannatul? Yes or no? They can be the biggest criminals. But 100,000, 200,000 and Hajj peak time, the masjid, you know the Haram Sharif here. You know what the capacity, you guys know. How many it can take inside? 600,000. And you see some pictures outside. On the marble, ya Allah, it goes, 1.5 million. And imagine when they announce As-salatu ala rijal, As-salatu al may, and all that, we know janaza straight away. And now you stand up also, adding your signature in favor of A.R. Khan. Definitely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to honor your petition in that person's favor, and Allah will grant him maghfirat. Do you understand me? But now when we leave this world, you think we'll have the big number like that? I'm asking you. Our numbers will be small, but cut the long story short. I'll give you three reports quickly. One time the master said 100 people assemble, Allah will accept the petition. Another one time he said 40 people assemble, Allah will accept this. How's that? And one time he said, if the number is so few, if they just make three lines, Allah will accept. So one sahabi who reported this, when he went to any janaza, he looked at the crowd, only 10 people here. Now 10 people, Malik, you know, how many sahabi make with 10 people? Come on.
One.
So see what he said. Now I taught you the other day, if you were in my bayan the other day, motivation. Now what's your motivation? What he used to do, if, for example, there were 10. He'll say, right, you 10 guys, 3, 3, 3. How many sahabi now?
Three.
I mean, can you make three? No, it don't make sense. But look at what this man is doing. 3, 3, 3, and the imam. They ask him, why are you doing that? He said, the master said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if there are so many people gathered, so few that you barely make three lines, and they ask Allah, forgive this mayyit, Allah will accept their petition in his favor. So I am saying, Allah Nabi did not say how long the line must be. As long as I got three lines, I'm saying, Allah, your Nabi said, I got my three lines here, now you accept our petition in that person's favor. Ho gaya kaam? Now come back on the other one now. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainna. Let's go back. But don't forget now, everyone that leaves this world will be in a turmoil. Because no sorry, but Allah solved the problem, right? When Allah Nabi told the Sahaba Ikram, that there are very few people that will enjoy this address. Ya ayyatuha an-nafsul mutmainna. Irji'i ila rabbika radiyatan mardiya. Abu Bakr, he said, very few of them. That means now, very few from my ummah, the records up to date, no sin against the record, mashallah. So when Malak al-Maut comes in front of them, they see him, perhaps they'll say, Malak al-Maut, I was waiting for so long, why are you coming so late? I'm waiting because I want to leave this troubled dunya and go that side. So he's relaxed. So Abu Bakr asked, Allah, Nabi, tell us something. Can you name some of the people that will be lucky? Name some of them, list them. He said, Ya Abu Bakr, this much I do know, one of them will be you. This much I do know, one of them will be you. If you go in his life story, no man can match Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu in devotion, in loyalty and so on. Okay. So my sister, now we come back to where we started off, that you have a chance to be a number, putting your vote in favor of that mayyit. You don't even know who he is, yes or no? And he said, Ya Allah, that's your intention, forgive this person, you put in your signature. And I promise you, inshallah, if your participation is with sincerity, tomorrow when you depart, Allah will send the sincere souls to take part in your janaza. Can you understand that? So you must not miss out. So mashallah, sisters, you got a nice chance to at least join in this very, very important devotion. Now, you know, we are matlabis, yes or no? Huh? Okay. The normal matlabir, A.R. Khan is a big matlabir. Just remember that. Big one. I must stand there, ask forgiveness for him, put my signature, so much effort, man. What's in it for me? I gave you an answer now already, yes or no?
Yes.
You join and Allah will send somebody. But no, that is, I want some cash. Something that, you know, is there. So Allah, Nabi says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one who takes part in someone's janaza salah, Allah will reward him one qirat, that's the term he used. And the size of one qirat is mountain of Uhud. Now we've been there today. Right? Now that's A.R. Khan's analysis. Look at this now. Let's take one small chunk of rock from that Uhud mountain. What is that small piece of rock composed of? Hundreds of thousands of particles of sand, grains compressed together, super glue, yes or no? Huh? Every grain of sand is one neki. Hello? Every grain of sand is one neki. Now look at Uhud mountain. How many billions and billions of sand grains put together? Are you following me? That is going to be the neki in your scale, subhanallah. Now my sister will say, oh, but Mawlana Khan, only we got chance here in Makkah, Medina to join and collect that big, big reward now at home. What about that side? Allah's policy, where Allah denied you some act of devotion, the very fact that you absent from there, you coming, you're going to collect without even taking part. If Allah denied you something, Allah will credit you automatically. Because you had the desire, I wish I was also there to put my signature. No problem, you already counted. Alright. Now we the men, especially we know this, we have two salam na, at home. Here you see, and you hear one. So what Mawlana Khan does? When Huzayf he makes, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then I turn my head. When that Muazzin makes the second one, I join him this side. Hamara do salam ho gaya. Theek hai? Alright, so that covers all. Now we start the main brand. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We start the topic with this point in mind that all of us are the guests of نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم in Medina Munawwara. When you get to Makkah, we are Allah's guests there, we are Nabi's guests. Yeah, right? And point number two, this is my iman. Nobody can come to these two places without Allah's and Nabi's permission. Yaad rakhna. I cannot enter your home, Malaysia, until Fatima invites roti, na? And biscuit and all that, right? Without your permission, yes or no, I can stand outside and beg until you don't say, Moana, enter, I can't come in. You understand that rule? The same applies here. As long as you never get your visa granted, forget Saudi embassy visa. If your visa was not here, Saudi will not sign. Honestly, look, this is the first time I saw that Umrah people, lot of them are having hassles. Kisi ka visa mila or kisi ka nahi mila. Albert, I applied, this one fellow told me yesterday, or the day before, Almana, you know what, when this agent opened up the doors, I was the first guy to apply for my visa. When was I? He said, in January. That's okay, but when did the visa office open? January. Oh, it don't work like that. It works from upstairs. Okay, another one point. Just saying something with you. Hajj is farz on who? No. Walillahi ala nas hijjul bayti man istata'a ilayhi sabila. Allah is saying Hajj is farz on those who have the means to journey to the house of Allah. And that too, and Nabi said, well, how many times? Once in the lifetime. Right? Now if the person haven't got it, will Hajj be farz on him? Huh? At who pays zakat? One who's got nisab. Now it's about 3,000 rand. You got extra money lying around, floating around, not for your doctor's bill and expenses. Right? For what? And the 12 months must pass on that. At the end of 12 months, you got 3,000 plus, now you work out it, you're 2.5%. Take care? Otherwise, are you zakatable? No. Theek hai? Alright. If Hajj is farz only on those who have the means to get there, you can spend your whole life an icon amali, no Hajj farz. I want you to think back and if you have, you know, if you can think and if your mind can step that far, look, go back to South Africa. Look at people maybe in your family and friend circle. Aren't there somebody, and many people ultra rich use the terminology? Did they ever come for Hajj? Something wrong? Yes or no? I know of people that have come to this land, came right up to Jeddah airport, and they were sent back. I know some people in Ihram, before you Mustafa, In ihram, they don't know what is Hajj at all. You must count your lucky stars and thank Allah Ta'ala. That it is some ulama give you some guidance. In ihram, they were taken to Haram Sharif of Makkah, Mu'azza, in ihram. You know, we are told, we look at Baytullah, you must make dua. These people came completely ignorant of what deen, forget Hajj. When they saw that, one fellow said, hey, check these guys, they're like monkeys, they're going round and round. Iman chala gaya bhai. Hey man, we came for this, let's go home. Goodbye. Can you understand that? I'll take you more further than that. I think it was 1996. I was coming to Hajj with Allah's kindness. One friend of mine, he's traveling with his mother and mother-in-law. We came together from Durban. We now sent our bags through, we got our boarding pass, and we came to immigration. Now those days you must feel faram. You know what is faram? What is faram? Form. Mine was ready, his wasn't. I said, bhai, Abdul Rahman, you take your time, I'm going inside. I can't wait. I'm a very impatient man. Sat in the plane is delayed action. Saudi. Okay, finally, all are in, and I see my friend coming in. He had two aunties, I know, I only see one coming in. No sign, okay, plane took off, lights went off, smoking light came on, you can smoke, seatbelt light went off. I went to him, Assalamu alaikum, depressed, Moana, check here, what's this? Boarding pass, what's the problem? This is my mother-in-law is downstairs. Downstairs where? Joburg Airport, not allowed to board the plane. Can you understand me? Either the same Hajj or the next Hajj. Haji from Bangladesh, 70, 72 years old. That year that fire took place in Mina. If you all remember, major fire. Many hundred people were stampeded to be killed, right? Okay. One Haji ran for his life from the camp, and inshallah when you get to Makkah, you'll see the mountains. Those rocks are ajeeb. To climb that is not easy, very, very hard. Anyway, we finished our Hajj, came back. Then the next day, paper came in the hotel, headlines. Bangladeshi Haji misses Hajj. He's standing there posing for the camera there in his ihram, big smile on his face, got a bottle of water in his hand, and one young man standing next to him. That's the headline. We did inside there, you know what happened? When that fire took place and people ran all directions, maybe Bishara Bhaga. And like one cat, you know when the dog chases, that thing jumps up the tree. There's chemical inside the, what they call that thing? Something they call it. Add something, eh? That makes you jump 10 meters, eh? This bichara man climbed this Mina mountain, inshallah, when he gets there, I'll show you. He climbed so high with that thing pumping there, sat on top. But asar the fire started, but asar was finished, khalas, all under control. But that bichara Haji Sahib can't come down. Like the cat gets stuck on that tree called fire department, eh? No one knows this Haji Sahib is on top. Mina, 8th, 9th Arafat, 9th time Muzdalifa, 10th was Qurbani Day, Jamarat. You miss Arafat, you miss the Hajj, yes or no? The man is still there. Qurbani Dodin Khatam, the man is still stuck there, now he's half dead. And this young man that discovered him, he is giving interview in the paper. He says, I live in the area. I normally after Asr, I like to take a cruise, you know, walk. But today, for some reason, he says, I had this feeling, carry your mobile with you, which I don't. I don't need to carry it. Carry some water with you, now inside. So he took it, and he's going a normal cruise. Now go that way. And finally, he went up, now he knows the route. He finds this man, Haram, his face down. He thought he was dead. Close examination. He's like on the last lap, 4 days of starvation. The man missed the Hajj. Can you understand me? Now how lucky we are, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us to come here in this Mubarak land. We cannot thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. Even if we came here for one day, just to make salam to Nabi Kareem, that was good enough. And on the issue of salam, when we were sitting at home, when we go back, we'll be back home, inshallah, we'll send salam. Put the postage stamp there. What's the postage stamp? You guys know? Allahumma. Salli ala Muhammad. Wa barik. Was, oh Allah, you send darood and salam on Nabi Sam. Right. Now how will that thing reach here? Who are the postmen? The millions of malaika whose portfolio is exclusively open with your satellite dishes, my word this is, and listen for the sound of anyone saying Allahumma salli ala Muhammad or as-salatu was-salamu alayka. Listen to that sound. And then you, my word, modern technology, beam onto that person, AAR Khan sending the Darud and Salam. They spotted me, they captured me, identified me, and they're moving with top speed through the green dome. Allah Nabi, AR Khan from Durban, Orient School, send salam. Now, imagine the busiest airport in the world. Which one? Medina? Green dome. Millions are coming. Subhanallah. Moana Patel said this, you remember. He was standing one day by the green dome outside. He's standing and he's staring. And he's a great Allahwala. If only you knew him. His eyes is fixed. And he's staring for long. And some doctor from Transvaal who recognized him, he came. He stood next to Moana, he's looking at him. Moana is staring, you know. The gaze is fixed. Then he made salam, as-salam. And Moana, you know. That consciousness broke. Walaikum salam. He said, Moana, what are you looking at? He said, I'm looking at all the flights coming and going. What flights? Moana, the airport is 25 kilometers away. What are you talking about? He said, those flights. Moana, airport is there. What? He said, I'm looking at the flights of Malaika coming and going. They're bringing salam to Nabi Kareem. Can you understand me? What vision is God? They're coming in all the time, from all over the world. And now you and I have the chance to what? Without the medium of a postman, so to speak, the malaika, we are here given the chance to give salam to him. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya. Can you put a price tag on that, my friends? Come on. You are lucky. You don't know how lucky you are. Allah must accept that salam of ours. When Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, came here in the year 555. Now that time it wasn't closed and sealed off. There's a reason why it's closed and sealed. We won't go into that now. No time for that. When he came and he stood, he made salam, and something very strange happened that day. Very strange. A not so young person and not so old person. By the name of Sayyid Ahmad Kabir, also known as Sayyid Ahmad Rifai, Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Now, who is telling us this story? Sayyid Abdul Qadir? Ghaus Pak, Rahmatullahi alayhi. We know that, huh? Now, if anybody else told us, we'll say, amen. Theek hai. Yes or no? But he is telling us himself, because he's an eyewitness to the account. Eyewitness account, he's telling us. So now we can't have any doubts in that. When he returned to Baghdad Sharif after that, he told the people about his experience, and he is the one mentioned this. He said, there we all stood, thousands of people around, not like this now, sealed up, only 200 can stand there, open. And he says, this young man came, and he said, oh my grandfather, as-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasul, and so on. I'm giving you the summary of what he said. He said, my grandfather, he said, grandfather, he's a Sayyid now. He said, from home I used to send salam to you from there to here. Oh my grandfather, today I'm here in person. Let alone only making salam and hear your salam, today I want to kiss your hand. Mr. Arbi, you must have guts to do that, eh? Ya Allah. Ghaus-Pak Rahmatullahi ta'ala is telling us, he stood now, he's hearing this one, the ajeeb mamla, eh? He says, behold, all the people standing there, they watched. The grave split open. A beautiful hand appeared. Only the hand. He steps forward and he kisses the hand and he moves back, the hand is down, the grave closed. Every person who saw that, sab beosh ho gaye. What a sight. Every person, only one remained standing still there. Malik was who? Ghaus-Pak himself. Now what an authority to have that. You know, that special. And of course that young man who enjoyed. In fact, he even said, if this man said, Allah Zabi, I want to see you in person. Huh? Then all those who have enjoyed the dirar of Nabi Kareem, Now again on that point, Mustawad is for you. We talk of Hayatul Nabi. There's an example here. Thousands of people that come here with the pure and clean heart, when they make salam to him, they actually hear the reply. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya. And going back to the other issue, I said we must count ourselves very, very fortunate. And those who got the bucks, they can't make it. Hajj is farz on them, umpteen times they cannot make it. And believe you me, I'm on a perfect example of Mustafa, that those who don't have it, somehow, they make it, not once, not twice, but umpteen times. And Allah's fadl, I'm one of them. Hajj never became farz of A.R. Khan in his entire life, never. I'm sharing something, never became farz. But Allah has brought me here over and over again. And even now, Icon Amali, I'm here. I took a loan to make extension, Mahad, I'm sitting here. I'm sitting here without money. That's Allah's kindness. Allah will accept that. So believe that. We are Mehman of Nabi Kareem. Now why are we Mehman of Allah? Nabi said, now I'll talk about Malikji, my friend, and Fatima, the other side. When they invite me to the house, can I misbehave there? Huh? If ever I misbehave, I stand here, I say, hey, Fatima, why that thing is upside down there? Malikji, that one there, Fatima. They'll say, Fatima and Malikji will look, you know, eye contact. This man, don't ever call him again here. He's only coming here and finding fault. Will you ever invite me again? Icon. And imagine the same thing with your behavior in Madina Munawwara. If we're going to find fault here, I believe you, you're not going to come back here. And if you do come back, well, I don't know what the reason is, but for the fact is, that's what's going to happen to you. Allah's Nabi will deny you coming here. Do not be critical about anything. There will be a lot of things that we may not be able to sort of digest. Overlook it, none of your business. Just enjoy yourself. One. Number two, don't be critical of other guests. They're also Mehman the Rasul. If I went to Malikji's house, I know I like to pick on this fellow. When I go to Malikji's house, now you got other guests and I start needing those fellows there. Now you're going to get upset, am I right? Just like that, Allah's Nabi will get upset there when you interfere. We all are Mehman of Nabi Kareem. And Mustafa is for you. Mawlana Zulfiqar Ahmad, I'm sure you heard the name. You have met him many times, eh? And just now, recently, I learned from one of his talks, which I shared with my people the other day and this morning as well. If anybody in Medina offers you something, take it with open arms, and believe that to be a gift from Nabi Kareem, because Allah's Nabi, via some Medina resident, is giving you something. Be it some usable item or eatable item. And this morning, mashallah, all of us that went, what we enjoyed, Malikji? And what else? Some coffee. The ilachi coffee, mashallah. And it was hot, that's how you drink it, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. Because the heart is saying, may ye huzur ki taraf se aaya hai. And I had a couple of khajur, so one fellow now pulling Malikji, yeah, maana free khajur, so you're whacking it. Yeah, it was free, yes, but from where it's coming? Coming from Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let's enjoy our few days that we got here. Together, and I feel sorry for my good friend here. Tomorrow he has to leave Bitara. He's feeling very, very sad. You know, it's very disheartening. But anyway, just those few days, you know, make shukr of that. Acha, before you people leave here, I'm going to teach you one, 2 points quickly. We learned this from Sheikh Zakaria, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala, his kitab, Virtues of Hajj. One is how to make dua here in this place. Now we go to that moment in time when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is sitting in the masjid, in the haram there, sahaba around him. A sahabi came by him who was blind. And he said, Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please make dua, Allah give me my eyesight. Now if he has to pick up his hand and say, Allah, give to him, kaam ban gaya, isn't that so? Because you find on another occasion, when Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he came, oh Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my mother is a mushrika, she is your enemy, she hates you, she hates me, she swears me. But when she swears you, I can't take it, I want to throttle her. But Allah's Nabi, she is my mother, and Quran said respect your mother, doesn't matter she's kafir. Now I'm torn between my mother here, yeah, because of Quranic demand, and my love for you, now I don't know what to do. I'm getting torn. The best thing that can happen is what, Mr. Arbi? Allah's Nabi, please make dua, Allah give iman. I think the way the man presented his case with such passion, the master raised the hand. And these are his words. Allahumma hadi. O Allahumma ihdi. Umma Abi Hurairata. O Allah, give hidayat to the mother of Abu Huraira. He got the dua. Abu Huraira took a slow walk outside. Now, just follow me now. I'm a teacher, so I talk like that. Walked out with dignity. The moment he stepped out of the masjid, turbocharged. You know what that is, eh? Kicked down. Eh? I think he would have won, I don't know, broken how many Olympic records, record that day. Pass! Where is running? To his house. One friend saw him, Abu Huraira, come back there. Where is he running? He said, out of my way, don't. Out of my way. And he's going now. That friend said, boy, I never saw this man running in the entire life. Some real emergency has taken place. So he's also running with him. I mean, those there. Now talk, tell me what's happening. He said, no, Allah Nabi made dua in favor of my mother. I'm going home to see who reaches first, Nabi's dua or me. So by the time he reached the house, he can hear water splashing. He entered the pathway, mother heard his footsteps. Abu Huraira, wait where you are, I'm taking a bath. The way his mother spoke with the tone, there was that aggression and all that gone, there was that affection there. He said, Nabi's dua beat me. Nabi's dua beat me. Because from the tone, he understood, hidayat one game. Why is she bathing? He said, I'm bathing. And when she came out, the water is still dripping. She's got a clothes on, of course. Abu Huraira, take me to your Nabi, so that I can read my kalima, ashadu an la ilaha. Okay. Now this blind man, come on. So simple. Allah, give this man what? He could have done that. See what he does. And this what he did that day, open the door till Qiyamah day for the entire Ummah of Muslimah. He said, okay, I tell you what. So, faithfully listen. Remain like that. That is far greater benefit to you than your eyesight. Stay, just make sabr. Allah has got great reward for you. He said, no, I want my eyesight. Now you will say, Pagal, am I right? Nauzubillah. How do you say that? Sarkar is saying, that's better, but you'll call him names, don't do that. Because you don't know how he's suffering. May Allah protect you and me from muhtaji, say ameen. No, that is now being dependent. It is terrible. Allah must give Moana Khan maut before that, say ameen. And you too. Because you become a burden, you know what they'll say? Why this person didn't die? I must go through some of the pain and taklif, I khana. Anyway, so he said, no, I want my eyesight back. Okay, fine, no problem. He says, okay, he said, just go there. He's pointed one spot. Go there and perform 2 rakat namaz. What about wazu? I'm asking you. What comes out of there? Mustafa, quickly, you're a teacher, come on.
Yes.
Every person that entered the masjid, what do you have to do? Make wazu and come. And before they sat down, Nabi's command, perform 2 rakat tahiyyatul. Masjid is very loyal to that. So he came with wazu. He said, go there, perform 2 rakat nafil salah. And after that, raise your hand. I'll give you the meaning so I'll make the life easy for you. O Allah, I am asking you for the sake of your Nabi Muhammad, who is Nabi of mercy. I am asking you through him, restore my eyesight. I'm giving in simple words so you don't forget. Sheikh Zakaria got the actual words. But making life simple for you, I repeat what? O Allah, I am asking you for the sake of your Nabi Muhammad, who is Nabi Rahmah, Nabi of mercy, for his sake, restore my. The man's hand is still in the air. You know the Baramadika yet? And what happened? I'm asking you. I said, okay. Now he's got that loyalty, the jazbah, the yakin to Allah. Now you can stand there 10 times, may not happen. No, it's going to happen. Just that, you've got to get that right tuning done. Huh? You know, you tune your TV and all that. That means the iman, the jazbah, etc. Now, not very long ago, Maulana Yusuf Patel had come here, I think for Umrah. Not very long ago. And he told us his story umpteen times. So I'm sharing that with you as well. So there was in that group of his one blind person. And he used to say, Maulana, you know what, make dua. We are in this Mubarak place, make dua. Allah give me my eyesight. come on, let's see. The same question was asked to Nabi Kareem, and Allah Nabi advised that, so you follow exactly what Nabi's advice. So he went, he made the namaz, made the dua, nothing. Mawlana, he says, just carry on. Now understand the difference now, where we are and where those people are. As long as they remained here, he kept on making the 2 rakat namaz and making the dua in the same manner, but no result. Hello? Okay. Now they're leaving Medina. Mawlana, I said, don't worry, just you carry on. Even if you go out, just carry on. It is going to happen. Sooner or later. And if it don't happen, Allah's will. Resign to that. Okay. They reached Makkah. They finished the tawaf of Baytullah. And after tawaf, they made the 2 rakat namaz. And then they stood facing the Multazam, I think after the Zamzam, before, like, whatever. And they all standing together making amara, making dua, and they said, Ameen. And they all looking towards Multazam. And this man cut through the dua. Mawlana, I can see the Baytullah. Mawlana, I can see the Multazam. He made the dua here, yeah, and several days later Allah gave it to him. They had always shocked beyond disbelief, to use the terminology. And he remained like that for many, many days to come. Until finally, some months later, back in South Africa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala slowly closed the door for whatever reason. But I'm showing you here now, it can be done. We must have yaqeen in the word of Nabi Kareem. And I tell you, there is no better place than here and Makkah Mu'azzama to engage in dua. So here's one method here. Another simple method, I repeat for the others as well. Riyazul Jannah is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. One line. And learn from Mawlana Khan once again how to make dua. Motivation is the key word. Right? Once you're in Riyazul Jannah, ladies, mashallah, Allah is kind that Allah put in the heart of the current king here something that he has opened the doors 24 hours for all Medina visitors, one. And ladies, mashallah, night. And my wife tells me, you know what, she called me daddy, I'm not a daddy, but that's how we talk. I call her mommy, she calls me daddy, that's muhabbat, right? So she says, you know what, now I'm going to go in the night. The kind of sukoon that you enjoy in the night is different from the day. And I'm sure those of your own sisters, you enjoy that. And to go around after past 9, 10 o'clock, and you can park there as long as you like, there's a different sukoon. I'm not saying don't go in the day, but the night one, I enjoy it better in the night than also in the day, because there's sukoon coming down. So you'll be in that, go as close as, sisters, you know, you go as close as possible to the canvas. You got, I think, about maximum 2 rows for the sisters. You got maximum 2 rows of Riyazul Jannah. We also have about 2-3 rows of Riyazul Jannah, roughly, right? Now once you are in that area, Riyazul Jannah, then follow my teaching. Oh Allah, first thing, you brought me in this Riyazul Jannah without difficulty. Oh, sorry. Oh Allah, your Nabi said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between my house and my minbar is a garden from the gardens of Jannah. One. Allah, just as you brought me in this Jannah without difficulty, admit me into that Jannah without difficulty. What's the meaning of that now? Qiyamat mein hisab hoga bhai. You're going to be in big trouble, bhai. Isn't that so? And after much taklif and what have you, finally make it to Jannah. But you see, Allah Ta'ala, you brought me here so easily without much taklif or virtually no taklif. Then Allah, please make a plan. What? There as well. 1, 2, ho gaya. Next one. Follow this procedure. Ya Allah, your Nabi said this is Jannah. And you said those in Jannah, you will grant all their wishes. Ya Allah, since I am in this Jannah, grant me my wishes. And what are they? Sky is the limit. But like I said the other day, ignore the material. Focus on the iman and the spiritual. There's a lot of other things you can ask for. First thing you ask for, the safety of your iman and the iman of your family. First thing. You start there first. And then Allah must give mawt with iman. And Allah must protect your entire family, your neighbors, your friends, and all those who ask to make dua in their favor. That's the spot. And I'm sure when you left from home and came, Someone said, make dua for me. Can you remember? I forgot. When I stand there to give salam, I must, after I finish mine, my stomach is now full, man, salam, of pardia, then I start, I put my radio on, my transmitter inside it, I start focusing now, my entire school, and all the people that met me before I left, you know, and I start scanning them, to recall kisna salam beja, and sometimes hitting blank spaces there, you know. So what I do now, those whose face are clear, I say, Allah Nabi, accept so and so salam, so on. And then, those who I forgot, Allah Nabi, there are so many people ask you to convey their salams to you. Please accept their salams. And not only that, oh Allah Nabi, just as I am asking you to intercede for me in the court of Allah, oh Allah Nabi, I am asking you on their behalf, please intercede in their favor in Allah's court. So in Riyadul Jannah, that's the best place to have your dua accepted. And Maulana Patel always says, he said it yesterday as well, just believe in your heart that Allah Ta'ala brought you here for two reasons, this Haramain Sharifain. What? One is to accept your du'as. And two is to cleanse you of all your wrongs. There's no other reason. And he also said this, all the goods that you can get in South Africa, that you can get here, you can buy there as well. So don't waste your time going unnecessary, shop to shop. Buy what is necessary and spend your time in devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one very important thing that got to me the other day when he said this. He said, look, we are so loving to our children, we fulfill all the wishes and the demands that they make, and there's a lot of illegal stuff that we buy for them. What is that? Music players and so on and so on. Now, you are saying, hey man, I bought this TV in Medina. So you can get barakat the TV, I'm asking you. Huh? These are evils, my friends. This is all test and trial. Now he says, you bought this so-called barakat TV from here, the TV game from here, whatever from here, and I take it home, and when your child is going to play with that thing, all that guna on your head. In fact, the guna will be doubled. Because you believed it to be barakat when it is full of evil. Keep that factor in mind. He also said, if you want to buy, you're so obsessed, then buy that side. But don't take from this Haramain Sharifain. These are all trials. In fact, Nabi Kareem mentioned one time, you know, he had the special sight. He said, I can see the fitna pouring onto Medina. And the Sahaba believed, and they're not like me and you. We are so-called intellects and you know, advanced technologically, what have you. They never understood. But they brought Iman Khalas. And we can see it now. What can we see? And Moana made this clear, and that got me really, very heavy. If you are caught at the airport, my sisters and brothers, with a porn magazine, the most they can do is lock you up. And the least they do is confiscate it. Ban! Haram! Hada haram unayik! Okay, no problem. But, through the satellite, come on, I won't see it. What's coming? All the trash. And where? Of all the places, where? Come on. Medina? And when the master says, I can see fitna pouring, it makes sense now to me. Come on. The satellite is drawing, yes or no? It's coming from the sky. Yes, this is one example of the fitna. So let us not contribute to that fitna as well. And the best place, like I said before, is the place here to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To the barakat of Nabi Kareem. And remember, my dear sisters and brothers, to get your dua accepted fast, or reach the level of acceptance in the court of Allah, you have to take the name of Nabi Kareem, like I showed you before. Adam alayhi salam made dua to Allah for how long? Minimum 40 years. Allah, forgive me, forgive me, forgive me. And 40 years later, Allah reminded him of something that he forgot. He forgot the kalima that he saw when Allah put life in the body, the eyes open, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, he forgot. But now, after 40 years of crying and shedding tears of blood, Allah reminds him. And Allah takes him to the Maidan of Arafat, that shows you now the Arafat location, very, very holy and sacred. Allah brought him there. Then the day was Friday, and the date was 9th of Zil. Hijjah, all that combined together, husband and wife are reunited together after 40 years of separation. And here Allah reminds him, فَتَلَقَّ آدَمُ مِنْ رَبِّهِ كَلِمَاتٍ Allah placed in his heart some words which he used to turn to Allah to draw Allah's mercy. Quran says, Rabbana zalamna anfusana. And our Nabi says, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, O Allah, I ask you for the sake of Muhammad, whose name is next to your name, for his sake, for Muhammad's sake, forgive me. Allah made maaf, same time like that. So we learn from that. Use the wasila of Nabi Kareem, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Look, there are so many other things I wanted to share with you, but I got carried away, I said something else, but I'm sure we have benefited, and the jazba has come in to try and enjoy and make the best of our stay here. That's another one, two important point, what Moana mentioned. I must share that with you. You know, on Monday when Moana Patel left Durban, one whole container which contained the bags of roughly 63 passengers, Saudi Arabia flight from Johannesburg to Jeddah, that whole container landed in Emirates, Dubai. And there were many passengers on that flight who had no clothes at all. And they suffered for 2-3 days without their belongings. Right? And they were really frustrated. And, you know, some were swearing the agents. Agents what? Yeah, happened. Some that happened. Alright, so Moana thought a nice sabak. He says, see, Allah's Nabi Muhammad, most beloved of Allah, yes, you know, we believe that, true or false? Allah Ta'ala gave him title Habibullah in Miraj night. When the other Anbiya said, in the Jalsa, in the Masjid Aqsa, I am Khalilullah, Allah's friend, I am Kalimullah, Allah's speaker, I am Ruhullah, and I am Kalimatullah, and so on, he heard all that, so Nabi, listen, mashallah, aren't they lucky they got titles now? He's thinking, what about my title? When he goes upstairs, and there, he mentioned, Ki Allah, now you gave Musa Kalimullah, and Isa Ruhullah, and Ibrahim Khalilullah, and Ismail Zabiullah, and so on. What about me? He says, you are Habibullah. Allah's most beloved. Now, Allah's most beloved, when Allah sent him here, do you expect him to go to Takhlif? I know all your mothers, the whole lot of you. Don't you love that infant, that toddler of yours more than the big one? Yes or no? So much of affection that you show them that, wallahi, you will not show the big ones. Eh? No takleef, no pain, you be in the kitchen frying samosa there, and that one, meow meow, come, you run there. Eh? Samosa can fly kite. You're running there. So much of love and muhabbat, yes or no? And Allah is the creator of muhabbat, yes or no? Allah took 1 degree of Allah's muhabbat and shared that in the entire creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's one simple example of mother's love, how much love Allah got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the most love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He calls him what? Habibullah, yes or no? Now can you imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving Nabi taklif in this world? I'm asking you. No Nabi of Allah went through that kind of taklif other than Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now listen, my friends. When he left for first and final Hajj, he had his own camel, he had his whole baggage there, the food and what have you, his whole khazana is there. Abu Bakr had employed one of his servants, you are in charge of these camels. Allah's Nabi, everything is here. Do you expect Nabi's camel to get lost, my dear sisters and brothers? I'm asking you, Allah ka Habib, eh? Somewhere along the road, when they came by the camp, that camel missing, the driver missing. Like they landed Jeddah and they came with the bags, the icon of a bag. Huh? If only they read Sir Zakaria's kitab, Virtues of Hajj, they would have said, Ya Allah, what am I? Insignificant. Allah's Habib, his luggage was missing. And the one that was the most angry at that time was who? Come on. Who? Abu Bakr? He loved Nabi more than his life, Ya Allah. Oh, that servant of mine. Nabi's bag is lost. He is irritated. He's angry. Nabi's food was there. All his things are there. He wants to crush this fellow. Nabi said, Abu Bakr, make sabr. Don't worry. Now when the other sahaba heard, Allah, Nabi's entire possessions are gone missing, camel bhi chala gaya, uspo camel ko upar Nabi ka khana tha, so what did they do? Everyone came and what did they do? Come on. They brought their food, Allah Nabi, come on. Now what is the sunnah here now when those people's baggage got lost? Come on, I'm asking you. Huh? Those who had my assist, yes or no? Now why Allah did that? Till Qiyamah day, look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how when his baggage got lost and his food got lost, the Sahaba came and offered, so what must we do? One auntie told me, I feel sorry for her, honestly. She says, Mawlana, my baggage went missing. In the plane, unfortunately, I had a disaster. I threw up. And my clothes were all messed. I was 2 days in those clothing. I could not make my namaz properly. All I said then, you had some money in your pocket. Why didn't you buy one nice abaya from the market? Simple. But leave that. That was a masjid making me there. The others who came to know, what was their duty? Now we didn't, I'm sure we didn't know all this. Now we learned. So what we'll do in the future? Come to the rescue and assistance, and that is the sunnah of Sal. And after a short while, Allah made us, the driver with the camel appeared. Abu Bakr ran for his throat. And he took off with him. Allah the Beast, Abu Bakr, easy, easy. He said, Sahaba Ikram, look at this man. How upset he's getting. He's in a haram and getting upset. Now what's the sabak there for me and you? Same thing. We have to control our temper. Yesterday what happened, I'm going to share with you this. Then I'm going to end, inshallah. Yesterday the bus was outside. Almost all the hajis that were leaving for Makkah are sitting there. Some guys are making Safa Marwa here. Safa Marwa is there, eh? I mean Safa Marwa here. Malik, you were there yesterday. Safa Marwa, what's wrong, boy? Bus is delayed. All right, wait, wait, wait. What's the, Harun, what's the story? He said, Mom, there's two people, families from that other hotel there. I told them this morning, bag is down 2 o'clock, gee, bhai. I think just about Zohar time also, yes, bhai. Now, after Zohar, what do you expect, Mustafa? Thank you. Our, mashallah, our ilaf teba, mashallah, Allah bless you guys. They're always there. Now, Monaka up and down, twice I went up and down, Harun went up and down. These people, these guys are getting upset here. The minutes are going, driver even threatened me. Not with violence, no? If they are not here in 13 minutes, I don't know what the figure is, I don't know why, lucky 13 or something. If they are not here in 13, I am switching off and I am going away. Then you must sit and wait. Finally I said, Harun bhai, check if they are not here, I am giving license, this bus must move. This bus must move. And finally they left almost 2 hours later. Now is that fair? And what was disastrous, Allah forgive them, say Ameen. And Allah reward those who were really patient yesterday. These guys took their taxi and pulled out without telling us. I mean, that is zulm. I hope that doesn't happen from now in my group here. From now till you all of us leave, for God's sake. When you told be down, please be down. Now this is guna and sin, honestly. This is uncalled for. But Allah must give us some of those people. But if we caught up now, for whatever reason, this is part of that exercise. We must regard that as a cleanser. Jannat don't come mufat ka, why? Eh? You have to pay. So Allah Ta'ala in His own way, what does He do? And think of Nabi Kareem. Alright. One more shot. You know that namaz I told you, 2 rakat and Quran came down. It was the same occasion. All are in Ihram and they're just outside Makkah, Muazzama. There's Makkah, you can, you know, maybe see the mountain there. Yeah, Jibal al-Haram, you can see them there. And they're all excited. And the road is blocked to Makkah. Who's in Ihram, my friends? Allah's Nabi. 1,400 in Ihram. And the way is blocked. And long story short, they are told eventually, you all must go home. Come back next year. You and I will throttle down. Right, come on. Allah's Nabi makes sabr. They signed peace treaty. I don't want to go into all the detail. And Allah's Nabi returned home. Sallallahu alayhi. And why did they come in the first place? He saw a dream that him and the Sahaba in Ihram, they entered Baytullah, they made Tawaf of the Kaaba, they made Safa Marwa, and all of them either cut the hair short or they shaved. He saw that in the dream. And Nabi's dream is true, isn't that so? When Ibrahim alayhi salam, never get command slaughter, he saw a dream putting knife on the throat. Nabi's dream is haq. So when he told the Sahaba, now they're on the road. And when they are told to return, come back next year, the one of the most angriest people there was Umar. Allah Nabi, but you saw the dream. I'm prepared to slaughter all these fellows. They cannot ban us from Baytullah. We are in Ihram. Nabi said, no way. I saw the dream, yes. Allah didn't say when we must come here. Allah never gave date. And long story short, Allah said in Quran, لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ. Mustafa, Ghanda Rahmat, Allah Salaam, in Isha Namaz, he reads this in our part. لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ لَتَدَخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنْ. Now, must Allah make inshallah, I'm asking you. I will say inshallah, I'll come there, inshallah. Can must Allah make inshallah? Allah is saying, eh, Nabi, indeed your dream is true. What you saw, most definitely, inshallah, you will enter Masjid al-Haram. Allah is saying, inshallah, to you, Nabi. If Allah wills enter, and when you do enter, aminin, you'll go with complete comfort, itminan. Now when they came, in this condition, had they made tawaf, would they have been with itminan? No. Hostility of both sides. But after signing the peace treaty, you must come here, spend 3 days, we'll evacuate Makkah, Makkah is yours. So when they came back next year, the dream was true. Aminin muhallikina ruhusakum. Okay? So we come back again to the last final point, and that is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us here out of His own mercy. Appreciate that and cherish that. Inshallah, what is today? Wednesday, another bayan inshallah al-Aziz, and finally Friday, those that are going for Umrah with me, I don't know how many are going, we'll have an Umrah talk. But those who want to ask about Umrah, a few things, I'll give you about 5 minutes, the others can go who are leaving tomorrow. But let's leave all that, make it more easier. See, those who are going tomorrow or the following day, you will put your ihram outfit on here, if that's easy, or you can wear it at Bir Ali. The bus must stop at Bir Ali. At Bir Ali, you will enter the masjid and perform 2 rakat salah if it's not makruh time. Make your niyat, your 2 rakat salah is called sunnat al-ihram. Make your niyat for umrah and then say labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Now you'll be in ihram. Back in the bus, you have for Makkah. Inshallah, Makkah, somebody will guide us. But along the journey from here to Makkah, you will say your labbaik over and over again. Not continuous, but you stop and pause and so on. So that's basic, inshallah, Makkah, somebody will be there to guide you. And if you want further clarification, inshallah, I'm in 501, ring for me, I'll come down, we'll meet in the foyer and I can talk to you. We make dua ke Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our assembly this afternoon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our stay a beneficial one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfill our next wishes and desires. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the entire ummah Muslimah safety and peace and security. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala return us to our family safe and sound. برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين إن الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي والذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربنا رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المسلمين رب العالمين.